This is 730 Tea with Ree.
So I'm like, oh my God, I'm literally stranded in a flooding canal.
He's like, oh, I hope you don't mind. I invited my friends.
When he pulls up to pick me up, he's in a weird-looking van.
Ree is spilling all the tea. Hello, everybody, and welcome to 730 Tea with Ree. How are you guys all doing this week? I know I'm doing pretty well for the most part. It's just I'm kind of sick right now, which I don't think it really sounds like I am, which is kind of like so silly goose. Like, I wish sometimes, like, when I am sick, I kind of almost wish I sound a little more sick in some scenarios. Not all the time, because it's like, who wants to sound like gross sick? You know what I mean? But like, sometimes I wish it was a little more convincing, because isn't it so awkward when, like, have you ever tried to call out sick for work and you actually are sick, but you also are like, well, I want to sound professional and normal too on the phone. And they're kind of giving you that hesitant vibe on the phone of like, bitch, are you even sick? Do you know what I mean? By the way, it's a Spike Tea with Ree episode, which usually, if you've been here listening for forever, you know that Spike Tea with Ree means that I get drunk and tell you guys all my tea to spill. Like, I tell you guys all my embarrassing stuff. But the thing is, I can't get drunk because I'm sick right now. Technically, I could get drunk, but I'd much rather, like, have some tea. So I'm literally having tea. It's a good type of tea, too. Have you guys ever heard of that brand Yogi? I think it's supposed to be some type of relaxing tea brand or whatever, but it's so good. This one I'm drinking right now is, I think it's the Blueberry Slim Life one. Apparently it's good with, like, if you're trying to diet and stuff like that, and it's good for your digestion, so I'm drinking that right now. I put, like, a shit ton of honey in here, too, because my throat's kind of sore. It's honestly helping me right now, though, like, this tea. Like, I don't know, tea always does it for me. I also took, like, Mucinex earlier. I've been told by so many people that Mucinex is actually the best thing to use when you're sick because it goes away super fast. So just a tip for you guys, if any of you are sick and it's, you know, it's kind of spring season, kind of ending, because today's June, but I don't know, it's like lingering spring, because it's like I'm still getting the allergy stuff too, like last minute sneezing and stuff like that. It's like the pollen's like, hey, let me fuck you up one more time before I go. So yeah. But aside from that, life has been pretty good. I've been out a lot. I feel like I haven't even been home that much. Like, every time I come home, I feel like I go out somewhere. So I want to try to, like, stay home a little bit more for the next few weeks. But then the crazy part of me is, like, if I stay home for too long, or, like, even it could be just a few days, I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm bored. Like, I want to go out. So I don't know. I think I just like to go out, but I need to just calm down and stay in. I'm trying to do this thing where I learn how to be a little bit more present and just enjoy, like, the now, you know, like, just enjoy the peace and quiet, or just enjoy the simple things. I feel like I have this tendency where sometimes I'm always so go, go, go. And I think it's because my whole life I've been kind of like that, especially growing up. Like, my parents always had me and all of my siblings involved in so many things, like sports, extracurriculars, things like that. So my mindset, like, my mentality is always go, 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 let's do more, let's do more. And it's like, I could just relax. I think it's one of those things where it's like, oh shit, like, this is so weird to just sit still. But then another part of me also can enjoy that. It's just, I have to be in the mood for it. I have to be in the mood to want to be super duper over the top cozy. Because, like, don't get me wrong, I get excited for it. Thinking about it, I'm like, that sounds brilliant. But actually doing it, once, like, maybe 3, 4, maybe 5 hours passes by, I'm like, okay, I gotta go outside. Like, I don't know. That's just a me thing. But point is, I'm gonna chill. I'm gonna chill this week. I'm just gonna drink my tea. So let's sip, sip. Ah, tea is great. But I'm sitting outside, so if you hear some, you know, air and the pool in the background, I'm sitting outside in my backyard. We've got the waterfalls on in the pool, and It's so nice out today. It's going up to 80 degrees. So I just had to enjoy this and kind of, I don't know, decompress since I'm all sick. I was like, I don't want to stay cooped up in the house. At least I'm outside, but inside. You know what I mean? Like, I'm outside, but I'm in my yard. So I didn't go and leave the premises. I didn't leave my house. So I'm kind of chilling. Y'all should be proud. Anyways, we're going to be getting into our stories in a bit. But before we do that, in case you are new here, I'm very happy that you're here. And I just want to kind of let you guys know what this podcast is all about in case you're confused. So this podcast is all about spilling tea and sharing your deepest, darkest secrets. So if you have any tea to spill, DM me on Instagram at 730tea with Rhee. And you spell that 730TEAWITHRIE. Or you can DM me on my main Instagram account at Rhianna Flores. And you spell that RhieAnnaFlores. And if you wish to be anonymous, please let me know. Your story should be up to 500 words or less. And if you want to send an audio voice message in instead of typing out your story, just please keep it up to 5 minutes max. Thank you. So now we're going to get into the first embarrassing story of the day from myself. So this one, it sounds funny already. So it's called He Popped My Cherry Wrong. And this is literally about one of my exes. And it was actually like my first serious relationship. And he was kind of like mostly my first everything, my first makeout, my first like the rest of that, you know, second base, third, you name it. Yeah, first everything. So fucking, this takes place back in like 2017. So I was like 18 around then. Or no, I was 17 turning 18. That's what it was, right? And so in that time period, I was very much more religious back then. I'm kind of religious now. I'm like religious spiritual mix. But back then I was like very religious where I was so like, I'm not having sex until I'm married, that type of vibe. So I literally was like, I do not want to have sex with him yet. But I was still open to hooking up. And by hooking up, the way that I like describe hooking up, I don't think of sex. I think of like sexual activity, right? So I was getting into hooking up with him and like, you know, getting fingered, BJs, HJs, all that shit. So this one day, I remember I was hanging out at his house and we were in a mood. We were getting kind of freaky, kind of, you know, wild at that age, whenever you do it at 17, right? And we had only been together for like a few months at that point. So, you know, I was young and inexperienced and tighter down there. So, and you know, he was moving those fingers around there, and I guess he was going like really, really hard, like really like rough, right? And he had went so rough that I guess he like popped like the hymen, like broke the hymen. Like, you know, people usually pop that during sex, but no, mine was popped while I was getting fingered. And while this was all happening, like, we had the lights turned off. Like, the room was kind of dark, too. So no one could see anything. I was thinking that I was just, like, really wet. Like, really, like, wow, we're going at this. Like, I'm so hot. I'm all wet. Right? And so, and we had to turn the lights on. And basically, I bled out. Like, I fully bled out. And it was the most fucking embarrassing thing ever. I was, like, absolutely mortified because I had made an entire, like, mess on his bed. Like, on his sheets. Like, everything was, it was almost like a little puddle. Which sounds really gross, so I'm sorry if that sounds gross, guys. But basically, we didn't know what to do. Like, we were young-ass kids and, like, he wasn't the one to wash the sheets. His mom does. So, fucking, this was the worst. He called his mom into the room with me there, and he was like, mom, we have a problem. And then he like told his mom like secretly, I guess, whatever. And it was so awkward because she was like, oh, ew. But she was one of those chill moms, so it's like at least she was chill. She wasn't like shaming me, but she was just like, oh fuck, I have to clean this up. So yeah, basically my ex popped my cherry like that with his fingers, and his mommy had to clean up the fucking sheets, and it was the worst thing in the world. I was like, you can kill me today. Today is the day. You can kill me.
yeah, so that happened. Anyways, ooh, yeah, we're gonna get into the next story.
By the way, guys, if the audio sounds a little bit different and like you can hear the backgrounds a little more clearly, it's because my mic actually died in the middle of this. So I'm gonna have to recharge it soon for sure. But just as like a heads up, and I'm like really comfortable in this spot, so like I'm not getting up. So I'm just gonna try my best in editing and hope that the background isn't like crazy loud where it's overpowering my voice. But just a heads up. Anyways, let's get into the next story. Okay, so this one is called I Accidentally Rode My Bike Over My Dog. I should not be laughing because I was actually so scared during this because I was like bugging out. I really dead ass thought that maybe like I thought he was not going to survive. Like I really thought that I like rode him over. Okay, so basically this one day in, I think it was either summer or like fall-ish, you know, when it's like end of summer going into fall, right? So like the weather was cool and chilly and I was like, okay, like it would be a great day to take Remy for a bike ride. Remy's my dog, if you didn't know, which I'm pretty sure you probably figured out, gathered from that information. Anyways, so my bike, I have this really cute vintage looking bike and I have this big basket. So I actually had switched that basket because I figured it wasn't like big enough for my dog. So I got a bigger basket and he's a little dog, but I just wanted him to be cozy. And I wanted like a basket that was designed for dogs so that he could be cozy. And it had like these pouches where you could put his little water inside or a little bowl on the ghost, like shit like that, right? And so I attached this big, big basket to my bike. And that basket is honestly very secure. And it even has a seatbelt for him. So yeah, whatever. I usually have taken him for bike rides in that thing more than once. I'd put him in the basket and he usually stays okay. I just will hold his leash sometimes anyways because I'm like, you never know, right? And so this one day... We go for a bike ride or whatever, and I guess he just wanted out. Like, I don't know. I guess he just wanted to come out of the basket. And I'm going, like, fairly fast. Like, not crazy fast, but, like, I'm really riding my bike. And he just hops out of the fucking basket, like, completely in front of the bike. And I tried so hard to stop. And I could have sworn to you, like, I don't know if maybe I just saw this wrong or what. But it looked like my bike, like my wheels went over him. And I have small, skinny little wheels. But it looked like I had literally rode over him. And I was like, like, you know, like that the whole like everything stops, your heart drops to your fucking ass and you're like freaking the fuck out, right? So I'm thinking I killed my dog because I see him like stumbling over. So I'm thinking to myself, like, what the fuck happened? I think... And honest to God, it looked like I, like, rolled over him, you know? Like, it just looked like that. But maybe he got out, like, really fast and I just did not see it right. I have no idea. But he had no bruises on him. He had no tire marks on him. He had nothing on him. He completely was okay. He was just, like, panicked. Like, he was literally, like, scared of me after. And I felt so bad because when I took him home, fucking he like went right in his crate and I felt so bad. I was like crying a little bit because I was like really thinking that he was not okay, that he did not survive. Like I was really like fucking scared. I was like, oh my god, like is my dog okay? Is he alive? Like did I fucking just do that? Like literally. But he was okay and he's fine. But yeah, it was the craziest thing I've ever fucking experienced. And also, like, the most awkward because even in that moment, like, right after that happened, I guess, like, one of my neighbors, I don't think they saw that, but they just saw me in the road, like, kind of panicking and looking like I wanted to cry while, like, holding him. And they were like, is everything okay? And I'm like, no, like, I think I just, like, rode over him, but, like, he's okay. And they're like, I don't see anything wrong with him. He looks just fine. I'm like, yeah, I guess he is. And, like, that neighbor actually helped put my bike in their car and they gave me a ride back to my house and everything with my dog. And like that was super nice of them. It was so real for them because I was actually like freaking the fuck out. But yeah, anyways, that's the story.
And that was, like, the craziest fucking thing ever. And also felt so... I just felt so ashamed. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe that even happened. And it's like, yes, he did just hop out, so it's not like, you know, I did it intentionally, you know? But it still was like, oh, my God, I'm fucking, like, I'm not okay. Like, oh, my God. Like, I'm even bugging out right now. Sorry, but, yeah, scariest thing ever. Tip and life lesson from that is maybe don't take your dog bike riding in a basket. I mean, with some dogs you can, but maybe a dog where you like know for sure they're gonna fucking stay. Or instead, if you know that they're gonna be a little shifty and moving around a lot, just put them in a stroller. Just get them a stroller, like get it off Amazon. Like that would be my tip. Anyways, enough of this story because I'm getting traumatized all over again. But we're gonna get into the last and final story of the day. So this one is called I Accidentally Fell Asleep Midway Through My Tutoring Session. And it was a one-on-one session too. Okay, so this happened in like, I think it was high school, honestly. It was high school because I remember growing up, I had so many tutors because I think I definitely had a learning disability and I just didn't get it like diagnosed properly. Like my parents were always weird about that. Like they didn't want me to get diagnosed as that. So like I just never got diagnosed as that. But I definitely had like a really bad learning disability because I think my biggest thing was reading comprehension. Like I remember I hated being called on in class, you know, when like a teacher randomly calls on you to read a paragraph and then they make you explain it to the class. Yeah, I couldn't do that. Like if they would call on me and have me read something, I'd have to read it maybe at least like 5 to 10 times to understand what I just read because I legitimately could not process both at the same time. Like I really couldn't. And I also couldn't understand like what words I was really reading. That's just how I was. Like for some reason or the other, I just was a little bit slower in that way. I'm way better now. But even sometimes still, like, you know, if I'm reading a book, sometimes I have to reread the page or a paragraph a few times because I was like, wait, what did I just read again? Like literally. So sometimes I still struggle with it, but it's a lot better compared to like when I was younger and I used to hate reading because of it. But I just actually needed more help. And so, yeah, I had a bunch of tutors. Anyways, point is this one fucking tutor. So this one girl used to tutor me in the library, right? And she was actually someone's little sister. I had a tutor before her, and it was her older sister named Kristen. And Kristen was like a super nice girl. And I actually really enjoyed our tutoring session. So eventually Kristen had to like go away to college. So her little sister, I can't remember what her name was. We'll just call her Kate. I really don't remember her name. We're just gonna call her Kate. So Kate fucking took over. And her little sister, like, she was a little bit closer in age to me, but she was like the most boring person in the world. And I don't even mean to sound like mean, but it's just true. Like she really, in my opinion, it's true in my opinion. Because other people maybe might not have found her boring, but I found her so boring. She was like the most boring person ever. And I felt like bad because of it, because I felt guilty for feeling that way, but also like she was boring. I really, like, I would get so tired during our lessons because I was bored the entire time. And on top of it, like school, like a lot of the shit that they would teach us in school, I found to be very boring too. So combine that all together. And like sometimes when something is so boring, I will actually get tired, like literally physically, like I will start to want to fall asleep. And I remember like the subject I hated the most that I found the absolute most fucking boring was history. I actually hated history. Unless it was world history, like it wasn't that bad. I feel like world history sometimes is way more interesting. I don't know, US history is fucking boring to me. Like I said, just history in general, like history overall is usually boring to me because I'm just like, fuck, keep it in the past. Like, I don't care to learn this again. I don't know. I just actually find it so boring to sit there unless I really genuinely do want to know about the history of something. But for the most part, keep it in the past, you know? So fucking Kate, she was teaching history to me one day, and
I think maybe I was already tired that day. I really don't remember, but I was just so exhausted. And I had met with her like right after school too. So I was just real tired. And I felt so bad for being so tired, but I just couldn't help myself. And she was teaching me. And while she's in the middle of teaching me, you know when you don't even realize when you're like falling asleep on yourself? Like you're just like, wow, like am I just sleeping right now? You know when you're like in an out state where you're kind of like awake but not, where your head's bobbing and you feel like you're like falling but you're just like falling asleep a little? So yeah, I was fully falling asleep in the middle of the conversation and I did not even realize it until like I don't know, I was like fully asleep for maybe a good 5 minutes and then I opened my eyes and she was just staring at me in my face, not in a mean way, but she was just like shocked. Like I really just fell asleep in the middle of our conversation, like just one-on-one, like I fully just fell asleep. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like I didn't mean to fall asleep, blah, 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 blah. Like I felt so bad. And she was like, it's okay. Like it happens. But it was just so awkward because I was like, oh my God, like that is so fucking mean of me. I can't believe I just fell asleep on this girl and she's just trying to teach me fucking history. She's just trying to get that bag and get paid for this. And here I am just falling asleep on her. So yeah, that's the story of the time I fucking fell asleep midway conversation with my tutor because it was just so boring. Point is, teach me something new. I'm playing. If you find yourself being that tired, like after your whole day, just cancel the fucking lesson. Just cancel it because it's gonna be so awkward if you're getting all sleepy on someone and they're just trying to do their job and then you just literally fall asleep on them. Like that's so awkward and uncomfortable. I just felt so bad because it was like so rude of me, but I really was not trying to be rude. I just was actually tired. Like I was exhausted like from my school day and just also just listening to that because it is a subject I already hated. But I honestly should have just canceled that fucking tutoring lesson because then it's like she wasted her money. I mean, at least she got her bag, but like she kind of wasted her money because I didn't get nothing done in that fucking lesson. So yeah, that's my tip, is if you're feeling that tired and you're about to get tutored or some shit like that, fucking cancel it because you might come off rude the way I did. I came off kind of rude and I really didn't mean to. But yeah, anyways, that's the thesis. That's the story. Those are all of the stories of today. I hope you all enjoyed all these stories and I'm sorry that I wasn't kind of drunk. I know I normally drink my wine during this, but I am like sick. And if you drink alcohol while you're sick, it's really not good for your whole immune system, apparently. Like, it's just not good. So I was like, okay, I'm not messing with this more because I'm feeling icky and sticky. So I was like, nah, I'm just gonna have my tea and melt whatever is in me, right? Anyways, we're gonna close out this session with a sound healing. So we're gonna sit back, lie down, relax, shut our eyes, take a deep breath in from your nose and out from your mouth, and I'm gonna play. Alright, you guys, thank you so much for joining today's episode. It always means the absolute most to me. Sorry if the audio was a little funny because of how the mics died during this, but I hope you guys at least enjoyed the outdoor noises because I certainly am enjoying it. I love hearing the birds chirp, even if that sounds cheesy. I really do, actually. But anyways, yeah, thank you so much for joining. And if you were new here and you made it this far, thank you so much for staying. And
I hope you guys all subscribe and like and follow and do all that stuff on social media. Follow me on everything. Check the description. And if you have been here this whole time and you haven't, what are you doing? Go do that right now. But yeah, thank you so much, you guys. I hope you guys all have the bestest week ever. And I love you all so much. Goodbye.